Chapter 10 King Xerxes laid tribute on the land and on the islands of the sea. All the acts of his power and valor, as well as a detailed account of the greatness of Mordecai, whom the king promoted, are recorded in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Media and Persia. The Judean Mordecai was next in rank to King Xerxes, in high standing among the Judeans, and was regarded with favor by his many brethren, as the promoter of his people's welfare and the herald of peace for his whole race. Then Mordecai said,
"This is the work of God. I recall the dream I had about these very things, and not a single detail has been left unfulfilled. The tiny spring that grew into a river, the light of the sun, the many waters. The river is Esther, whom the king married and made queen. The two dragons are myself and Haman. The nations are those who assembled to destroy the name of the Judeans, but my people is Israel, who cried to God and was saved. The Lord saved his people and delivered us from all these evils. And God worked signs and great wonders, such as have not occurred among the nations. For this purpose he arranged two lots, one for the people of God, the second for all the nations. And these two lots were fulfilled in the hour, the time, and to the day of judgment before God and among all the nations. God remembered his people and rendered justice to his inheritance. Gathering together with joy and rejoicing before God, they shall celebrate these days on the 14th and 15th of the month Adar throughout all future generations of his people Israel."
Late Postscript. In the fourth year of the reign of Ptolemy and Cleopatra, Dositheus, who said he was a priest and Levite, and his son Ptolemy, brought the present letter of Purim, saying that it was genuine, and that Lysimachus, son of Ptolemy, of the community of Jerusalem, had translated it.